Okay. I'm eating these cashews real quick. But I just got done watching a Better Bachelor video. I think he's a good dude. So I wanted to make a video going on about a video he had talking about the boring and nice gents dodge a train with this bridezilla. So long story short, the video was about why do women like bad boys? Why do they like bad boys? So I want to go a step deeper into this shit and pretty much narrow down the three primary reasons or ways you're going to keep a woman around. And this is just the reality in the world. These three reasons, and I'll try to go in depth on some of these, but it's usually going to be three reasons why any woman is ever going to stay around a man. And spoiler, is not because she likes you, like as a human. There's very few women on the planet who have that genuine decency to love a man because he is what he is. You see, as a human, very few women have that decency in the world. Period. They just don't, like, their brains just aren't wired for genuine decency. It's just the reality of it. I mean, you can find some here or there, but for the most part, most women don't want to be with a man because they like the man. You see, they may be initially to have fun with blah, 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 but they'll go off and marry and have kids and be sucking, you know, this guy's dick. But she always think, oh, but I really like Todd. You know, like everything a woman does with a man is a business move. Okay. It's a business move. Now, sometimes it's a business move for money. Sometimes it's a business move. It's a business move to pay for her, the voice she has and her emotions, whatever. But it's a business move on a woman's standpoint. Men can like a woman simply because he likes the characteristics of this woman. You see, regardless of everything else, her education level, her job, her, you know, whatever. Even sometimes her body weight, whatever the fuck. You know, she has short hair, long hair, whatever the fuck. You know, physical attraction. A guy can look through that and see that. Women do not have the mental capacity and the genuine decency to be attracted to a man for these same things. Okay. That's just how it is. So the number one way I'll talk about how either you keep a woman or a woman stays around. The number one way is she was looking to start a family and she was just looking for a placeholder. That's and for a lot of families out there, that is about, I'd say about half the families out there, that's the reason, that's why she ever even stayed around and fucked with the guy ever. If for any reason, is because she was already walking around a dating market and walking around the world saying to herself, you know what, the next guy I find, I'm going to have kids with. I've spoken with women who told me that. I've watched women do it while they were in that process and do it. But a lot of women will just, the next time I go to the dating market, they go, look, the next guy I find, I'm going to have kids with him. And I'm going to act like I have sense, pretty much. I'm going to act like I have some sense because there's something I want from him. That's the reality. Okay. The second way is the guy who pays for all her shit. She's going to keep coming back. You know, there's a lot of a consistency in the world is that women are just typically bad with money. They're bad with logic. They're bad with numbers. And what is money? Logic and numbers. Most women suffer with that in time. There's some women, they keep their bills paid and blah, 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 but they can't keep, they don't want to do it. It's not that they, I think sometimes they can't do it and other times they really don't want to do this. They don't want to keep track of money. They don't want to keep track of finances to assure their future. Most women suffer at this immensely for one reason or another. Either they can't do it or they can do it, but they just don't want to do it. They want a man to come in there and do it and to sit back and look at him and say, yeah, that's my man who did that. You see, and it's deep in them for this shit. So the second step is pretty much if a woman's hanging around you, she wants to hang around you, or you're keeping a woman, you're buying all her shit. Okay. And I say the number two and number three, These two guys are in the end, they're doing the same thing. The only difference is one is money and the other is emotion. Step three, how a woman stays around you or you keep a woman around is you treat her like shit. Okay. You treat her like shit. You don't text her for 2 weeks at a time, 3 weeks at a time. You know, she has to call you and text you, see what's going on. You know, she has to travel 2 hours to come see you type shit. And you just don't care. You know, you're just indifferent. You just don't care because you're going off with your life. And I think this is a confusing area as well, because when guys, because there's a common thing that guys say, it's like if you got divorced or whatever the fuck, or you're just depressed, go work out in the gym. Like, don't chase bitches, go work out in the gym. Now, it's not really the gym that's doing it, because some guys will say, oh, it's the testosterone because you're working out, blah, blah, you're getting bigger, and women like, blah, blah. In my experience, it's not really that. What's really happening when you focus on a gym is the same thing like if you focused on PlayStation, or you focused on keeping up with Apple shit, or you focused on studying the density of wood, you know, whatever the fuck. What happened is, when you're in this period of working on something, it's taking your attention off of bitches and you're focusing on something, which is doing what? It's treating them like it's treating them like shit. Because you're not paying them attention. With women, it's all about attention. That's how they really gauge what's worth something, what's not. So let's just use the stereotypical thing. You go work out. Well, you're going to work out. You're not, all this time you spent working out, now you're thinking about what you can do with some money, or you're thinking about how you can make your leg bigger, or you're thinking about how you can, you know, fix the counter at home, because now you're working out and just thinking. So now you've got all these other thoughts going on in your head. You're not thinking about bitches anymore. And see, like I say in other videos, bitches know. Bitches have a sixth sense on how to sniff out if you're focusing on them or not. And if you focus on them, then you must not be worth anything. Because women know at the core, they're not worth anything. So it's like attracts light. But then they know it's not worth anything. If I'm not worth anything, he's paying attention to me. So he must not be worth anything. So the whole situation is worthless. So if a guy's not paying attention to me, he must be worth something. I know I'm not worth anything, so I'll chase after him and now possibly grow into being worth something now. That's how woman brain thinks. You see, that's how it works. And when women like bad boys, I think a lot of the bad boy framing gets, I think that's a poor definition, because when you say bad boy, my definition of bad boy is definitely going to be different from somebody else's definition of bad boy. Because bad boy, I said this in a video a while back. Bad boy can be, yeah, the street thug who went to, you know, prison for 8 years for selling cocaine, and, you know, and he dresses like a stereotypical white rappers used to dress. And, you know, he's generally uneducated, blah, blah, blah. And he smokes weed all day. That is a type of bad boy. Then there's another type of bad boy who's, you know, who's a Harvard graduate attorney. You know, it's not bad boy in the sense of always getting into trouble per se. It's bad boy in the sense of these guys are doing what they want to do in relatively what they want to do in life, and they're not. Okay, they're doing what they want to do in life while not comparing themselves and trying to chase other men. They just do what they do. They're in their road, and they're in their lane, and they're doing it. And this is what happens when you work out. You inadvertently become a bad boy when you just focus on the gym. Because, see, it's the same thing. Like the guy who sells drugs or the attorney, when you're working out, you're just doing your own thing. You see, that's turning you into the bad boy. That's how that happens. Bad boy is not a guy who beats up people on the street and has 5 felonies with 18 different kids. I mean, that's a type of bad boy, you see. But the overall meaning of bad boy, it has nothing to do with your financial situation, how many kids you got, your criminal records, none of that. Is this guy doing what he wants to do? Matter of fact, because I got hooked on this one bitch. I don't know her fucking name, but I like her, man, because she does this Victorian shit. Like, they ride those old bikes with the one big wheel and a little small one. But she's with this fucking dude. You see, and the dude does the same shit. Like, they live in their house like it's the 1920s, right? No electricity. Well, I don't know if they had electricity in the 1920s. Whatever, they didn't have electricity. They have like they have the candles on the house. They have no electricity. They still got the refrigerator that has the ice block in it. Like they have they do this shit. And the thing is, and they dress like they, you know, from them old times. That dude is not, you know, beating up people. He doesn't have a criminal record. He's a dorky dude, but he does his own fucking thing. You see, he does his own thing, and he's not trying to chase anybody else. He's a bad boy. Because he has the bitch sitting up there with him. She up there sucking his dick and giving him doggy style every other night. You see, that's what it is. Bad boy is not this, you know, this Johnny Blaze ghostwriter dude with a leather jacket all the time with smoking a cigarette and you're always looking down at me. That's a type of bad boy. And I really wish the community would really break down the bad boy thing. I really wish they would. Because everybody, there's just a massive confusion on what bad boy is. And what I think has happens is I think a lot of guys will automatically associate bad boy with having 8 kids by 15 different women and, you know, that whole ridiculous shit. And that's not what it is. Okay. It really like I said earlier, bad boy can be an English teacher. He can be an English teacher because he just does what he wants. He teaches, but he does what he wants to. Perfect example. Anchorman 2. I love Will Ferrell. Anchorman 2. Anchorman was a bad boy. Ron Burgundy is a bad boy. Okay, that's a type of bad boy. He's gonna have some bitches. Okay, and Anchorman 2, more specifically, go back, watch Anchorman 2. All right, remember when he fucks? What's that black bitch that hit the wall? I can't remember. Her name's not Melissa Ford, but she used to be, you know, she used to be kind of sexy, but when she was younger, now she's hit the wall. Her face is all fat. She's fucked up. Megan something. Go back and watch Anchorman 2, and they played that shit out perfectly well because Ron Burgundy was a bad boy. Ron Burgundy did what he wanted to do. And it ended up working out. And then the black bitch who was his boss just pretty much rapes him in their office because she was just so turned on by him. Because exactly it's the same thing. He turned into a bad boy. He did what he wanted to do. Now he's not a street thug. He's a well-dressed, he's an idiot, but he's a well-dressed man. You know, he's a well-dressed man. He always wears burgundy suits. You know, there's nothing thuggish about him, but that is a form of bad boy. Bad boy is doing what you want to do, owning it, and then just going down your path in life. And now some women, their thing may be they want a guy with more money or they want a guy who's 6'5". Some women do have those specific tunings in their head. But a lot of women will look past all of those things. I've witnessed it and I've been part of it. A lot of women, you know, women who claim that they never date black guys, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They will look past a lot of women can look past all that as long as the guy can consistently do what he wants to do in life and he's not looking for reassurance from anybody. He just does what he wants to do. And if he doesn't know something, well, I just don't know it. Got to figure it out or just sit with not knowing it and just exist and hope for the best. That this is how it is. You see, it's almost like the situation how women try to get mad at men for not asking for directions when they're driving somewhere. Now, that's a shit test in itself when you're with a woman. Now, when I'm alone, oh, I ask for directions quick, fast, in a hurry. But when I'm with a bitch, I'm not going to ask for directions because I know what bitches see. Because these bitches want the man to be the solid rock leader, every single one. Oprah Winfrey, the fucking Britney Spears, the fucking Janet Jackson, all of them. Every woman wants a man to be that solid rock leader. Okay, and anything that man might do that will take out from her mind, that'll give her the impression that maybe he's not as solid as I thought he was, her respect slowly goes down the drain for that man. If you cry in front of a woman, I don't care who died in your life. Don't do whatever you can to not cry in front of a woman. That's what I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say don't do it because I know the reality of it. But anything you can do in front of a woman that's gonna put her questioning in you that oh. It doesn't even matter if what it is the most logical way out of it. You see, like you gotta remember, woman's brain. There is no logic in there. The only logic is dumb bitchinese. It doesn't matter if you driving and you headed, let's say, from like New York City to Florida, and let's say there's a fork in the road to where you can go straight down, was it 75 South to get to Florida, or there's a fork in the road to keep heading west, end up in California. Now, the bitch will respect you more if you don't ask for directions and you just and you end up in California for a week later versus if you had to ask for directions and made it to Florida in time for whatever the fuck y'all was trying to do. She will respect you more in the end if you just stood by what the fuck you was going to do and go do it instead of stopping and asking somebody for questions and shit. But see, she, yeah, of course, she may like it at first because she's kind of getting what she still wants. But her woman biology is going to pick up on it and be like, this motherfucker, he's got to ask people for shit. So he must not be that solid after all if he's got to ask people for shit. Like, man, bitches, the game of bitches is so deep, man. It's crazy. But no, back to the original topic. Yeah, those are generally the top three reasons why bitches will stay around you. And notice none of those revolved around your personality. Okay? None of that revolved around your personality. Okay? Every now and then it might be because you may look cute or whatever. Even looking good is not going to last. Looking good is probably about the worst way to get in with a woman because of what you look like. It really is. That's probably about the worst way of getting in with a woman because looks do not automatically do anything for men in the world. It does something for women in the world, but it does nothing for men. I mean, you can be a booty call from time to time, blah, 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 but if you can look like it, you can look like a god, but if you can't protect anything and you're stupid, oh, well, she can't do it. I mean, she can use you probably once a month as a booty call, and that's about it. Which, I mean, if that's what you're going after, then, I mean, by all means, go after it. But yeah, the top three reasons. One, she was on trying to start a family first before she even met you. You were just a placeholder, and then she's going to act like she has sense when you come around. Two, you're paying for all her shit. So, of course, she'll come back around for that. And three, in some kind of way, you're treating her like she's perceiving you treating her like shit in some kind of way. You may not even be doing it intentionally. You could be just very into your career and you just work all the time and you don't have time for her or you got to reschedule and all this. See, she'll respect that more out of you. A lot of women would respect more, and they hate to admit this shit, but it's true. Okay, the one thing, like I said in an older video, a lot of women want that feeling that the man might beat her ass. Like, he may not actually ever do it, but every woman likes that feeling that she knows her man would whip her ass if she went too crazy type of shit. Like, she likes that feeling. And two, women always like to get dumped or to get put on hold, to be postponed. They're not going to like it initially up front. They'll be mad up front. But watch. Postpone the ass. And a big thing that I think a lot of men overlook when it comes to dealing with bitches is this. A lot of men linger too long around them. They linger around bitches too long. Like, they're just kind of hanging around and just, you know, use a conversation that's not going anywhere. And, you know, they linger too long. I think that's a big part where a lot of guys make mistakes. The more time you spend with a bitch, the higher chances you have of fucking up. Well, the higher chance you have of fucking up. That's just what it is. The more consistent time you spend with a bitch, the higher your chances are of fucking. And when I say fuck up, I mean fucking up like for good. Not fucking up in the sense of, let's say if you're working all the time and you're not around her, you could fuck up to the point where she just gets jealous because she was so focused on your career, so she leaves. Okay, but you fucked up, but you're not like fucked up for good, you see, because let's say if that does happen, a woman, let's say you're working, you know, 80 hours a week and you're so caught up in your career that you're not emotionally available and all this shit like that, let the bitch go, okay? Because even when she leaves like that, she left you with respect for you. You see what I'm saying? So she'll probably just come back in 2 or 3 weeks, or she may not even be gone that long, but she'll leave with respect for you. Whereas if you keep lingering around the bitch, she'll just get tired of you. And see, that is when she gets tired of you, that's when you're done for life. Okay. Once you go into that territory of dealing with bitches, once she's tired of you. And I think that's where a lot of guys make mistakes. They linger too long to the point where they get to, it's the same thing. Like, okay, I don't know if anybody who may be watching this, think about with your time dealing with your father, right? Now, as a child, you always wanted to play with your dad when your dad wasn't paying you any attention. Like, it was like, that was when you really liked him. It's like, but it's like when your father, if you grew up with a father, if your father came around like hyperactive around you, wanted to do something, blah, 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 and was like excited and all this shit like that, you got tired of him. You didn't want to be around him anymore. You wanted to go off and do your own thing. That's man's role in the world, you see, where women have, it's the opposite. Women are valued for being hyperactive and being, you know, oh, hi, here you go. Would you like some cake? You know, shit like that. Women get valued for that. Men, it's looked at as being desperate and needy. Any type of lingering, like just stop lingering around bitches. Like, the girl I talked to this morning, I text her about every 2 or 3 weeks. And on top of that, like, it's not even anything, like, you know, in depth. Like, she always comes back with conversation. We end up talking for hours. Like, just the lingering thing. Like, stop. Okay. And working out, it does the same thing. Like, back to the whole original topic with the Better Bachelor dude. He said, yeah, like, you go and work out, it's taking your mind off of bitches. So, like you're not lingering around bitches anymore. And it's like the more you stop lingering around them, the more sane you become about bitches. It's, man, that shit's a long story. I can go on more about that later if anybody's interested. But yeah, that's the video. Bye.